Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
This morning, authorities are hoping to resume their search for two skiers killed in the mountains above Sandy yesterday.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the latest. Adam?
Well, Amanda, here on scene at the base of the Wasatch Mountains here in Sandy, there are a lot of search and rescue crews now headed up the mountain this morning. I'm told by police here on scene that there is one team by foot going up. They're probably going to have to hike for hours to get up into this part of the mountains. There's also been a DPS helicopter taking crews and equipment up to search. And there's no telling how long it's going to take to find these two missing skiers. But Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Craig Gordon tells me here on scene they might have a pretty good idea because those two missing skiers had beacons and probes, all the equipment they needed, and also a little help from their surviving friend.
The survivor of this avalanche, in his heroic efforts, was able to identify where his partners were.
Again, no telling how long this search will take, but crews are back up in the mountains this morning. We'll bring you the latest live here all day here on KSL. Reporting live in Sandy, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
One woman is remembering her son killed 25 years ago in that same canyon. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson continues our team coverage.
Pamela Heil hopes crews can find the two, a 23 and 32-year-old, to give their loved ones some closure.
Until you go through it, you don't know how empty you can feel.
Telling KSL 5, it was nearby Little Willow Canyon in 1999. An avalanche buried Pamela's son, Justin. His body was recovered several hours later. His friends survived by clinging to some bushes. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
People in Vernal lined up along Highway 40 to welcome home Police Sergeant Chad Watt. He was shot several times in the line of duty a couple of weeks ago. Town resident Andrea Nielsen tells KSL TV she did not want to miss his welcome home.
To show support for the brave men and women that are protecting us day in and day out.
There are people out there that protect you, and you need to show your support for them, too.
Sergeant Watt has been recovering in a Salt Lake City hospital since he was wounded.
Meantime, some local businesses are showing their love and support for the family of fallen Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier. Maraca's Mexican Grill and Aroma Cafe in Santaquin will be donating some of the proceeds on Monday and Tuesday to his family. You can find all of our coverage on the life of Sergeant Bill Hoosier on our website, KSLNewsRadio.com.
Salt Lake City is looking to shake up the zoning of single-family homes to increase home supply and lower costs. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more about what these neighborhoods could expect. Peter?
Amanda, here in the Avenues neighborhood in Salt Lake City, if you want to buy half of the duplex on my left, Zillow.com says you need about $750,000. Now, city planners have some ideas for how to increase housing supply and drop home costs in areas like this. One idea would reduce the minimum size for a single-family home lot, which means for hundreds of bigger lots, owners could split the square footage and build another home on top. Other suggestions would reduce the empty space between a street and a home, or legalize single-family attachments to get built next to current homes. Or the city could do nothing at all. But whatever Salt Lake City leaders choose, it could really affect the feel and density of neighborhoods from Capitol Hill to East Sugar House. Reporting live from the Avenues neighborhood in Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. People living along the Trinity River, about an hour and a half north of Houston, have been dealing with flooding for nearly a week now.
There are still so many people in these rural areas still trying to make it back home, but what's left for so many of them, almost nothing. All of it just gone. FEMA is currently assessing the damage in some of these areas, but if you don't have flood insurance, you can still report damage to the state.
ABC's Giovanni Leggi reports the Texas Division of Emergency Management is asking everyone with damaged homes to contact them.
The Ascension healthcare system was hit by a cyber attack. Scott Bailey is a Metro Detroit-based data security expert.
It certainly could be. When you think about Ascension is a massive organization in multiple states.
Ascension has 140 hospitals and is one of the largest Catholic healthcare systems in the nation.
Time again for First Look Traffic, so we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, we've got that delay eastbound I-80 from basically East Canyon to Parley Summit because of a truck that rolled up near the summit, and it's been a problem for traffic heading to Park City. We've got road restrictions, a lane restriction on Redwood just before I-215 in Taylorsville, backing you all the way into West Jordan, almost to 70th South. And then we still have I-15 slowdowns from about 7200 towards 5300 south as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The northern lights may be visible from parts of Utah tonight. The Space Weather Prediction Center forecasts a strong solar flare, bringing the viewing area for the Aurora Borealis much further south than normal. That means it might be possible to see the northern lights along the Utah-Idaho border.
Park City is one step closer to remaining the host city for the Sundance Film Festival. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live to explain. Michael.
Tim, just yesterday, the mayor's office in Salt Lake City said the Utah Sundance Film Festival host committee has announced its bid status to keep the film festival in Park City. Virginia Pierce, the Utah Film Commission's director and a committee member, also commented in the mayor's statement, saying the commission believes the festival has the best assurance of long-term success if it stays here in Utah. Other state leaders are also on the host committee, including Governor Spencer Cox and Steve Starks, the CEO of the Larry H. Miller Company. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City Arts Council announced their next major installation will be where Raging Waters once stood. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has the story.
Months before the announcement, the Arts Council heard from nearly 300 Westside residents by survey for feedback. Many of them hope they highlight their community's diversity and culture. Other feedback was its location, with residents hoping it would be like a gathering place close to Jordan River Parkway Trail. Who will take on what they're calling the city's next iconic art installation? As part of the council statement, a call for artists will help determine who will take the project on. The art piece will be part of phase two of the park, which is currently in the first phase. No set date has been said to begin, but the council said sometime in the near future. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Hope Floats Foundation is teaming up with the Pool Scouts Pool Cleaning Company to give kids living in poverty free swim lessons. Pool Scouts of the Wasatch Front owner Elise Charlson says they're donating a percentage of the money earned from their services.
Last year, Pool Scouts helped raise over $26,000 for swim lessons. And this year in 2024, Pool Scouts' goal is to raise $35,000.
The lessons are this month because May is Water Safety Month.
Add about 20 minutes to your normal drive time out to Park City. There's a crash on I-80 that's still being cleared. We'll check it and the rest of your commute coming up next.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Debbie is the voice of reason, and Dave reminds me of my little brother. Well-spoken, and they're a great team together.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright with yet another great experiment you can try right there at home. I want you to take 4 bags of water softener salt. Lift 3 of the bags with one hand, good luck on that, and 1 bag with your other hand. Now, if you're like most people, you'll probably find that 3 bags of salt weigh about 3 times as much as 1 bag of salt. And that's an important thing to keep in mind when you're shopping for a water softener. You see, Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer, their water softeners are so well designed, they use only 1 bag of salt for every 3 that other water softeners use. Now, I can't speak for you, but I'm not a fan of lower back pain, and as our little experiment has hopefully demonstrated, carrying that 1 bag of salt, it's a lot easier on your back than carrying 3. That's just one of the many reasons you should look into water softeners from Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. To learn more, call Kinetico of Utah, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Plan your special evening out in one of Salt Lake's most unique dining experiences. Five Alls in Foothill. 5 courses, 5-star service and dining. FiveAlls.com. FiveAlls.com.
That's right, it's me again, and I'm at J&J Garden Center in Layton, the best place to shop for Mother's Day, where they have something special for every mom, and of course, at a special price. Right now, all hanging baskets are 20% off, all flats of flowering bedding plants are just $22.98, and all 4.5-inch geraniums are 20% off too. That's incredible. J&J Garden Center definitely has the best products at the best price, so give mom something special this Mother's Day with a special purchase from J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J. J&J Garden Center.
The news brought to you by J&J Garden Center in Layton, the best place to shop for Mother's Day.
Search and rescue crews right now making their way to the site of that avalanche right there at the mouth of Little Cottonwood Canyon in hopes of finding the bodies of two skiers now known to have died in that avalanche yesterday. We'll have continuing coverage throughout the day. 8:09, time for a look at traffic and weather together. Brought to you, of course, by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. It is stop and go on Redwood Road still.
Yeah, we do. We got that delay in Taylorsville from 70 south up past 6200 to the 215 on-ramp because of the right lane being blocked by road work. Looking at a crash right now in West Valley, thanks to a listener who tipped us off about it. But westbound, two right lanes are blocked on 35th south just before 2700 west near Valley Fair Mall. Traffic's backed up under 215 and back towards Decker Lake Drive right now. Jason?
Well, the place you want to be driving this morning is in Weber and Davis counties because we've got no delays, no accidents, and no real problems that we're seeing. If you're headed up into the canyons, you're going to be clear in all directions there as well. Major feeders over to I-15 still looking good. Eric?
Out into the mountains, still not looking good if you're eastbound on I-80 because of a crash in Lamb's Canyon that's over on the right. But this is slow to clear out, and you're going to add some extra minutes to your drive if you're going out to Park City this morning. Vice versa, it's looking good through the mountains. I-80 from Park City out to the valley floor, no problems. I-15 in Utah County, no difficulties, but slow eastbound 2100 north from Redwood Road over to the freeway. For over 30 years, Replenished Landscape has delivered the finest compost for flower and vegetable gardens. Replenish is perfect to till into existing soil or top dressing, even for your lawn. Learn more at replenishcompost.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, looking at some partly cloudy skies generally today. 69 the temperature, but a chance for thunderstorms Utah County south. Overnight we'll go 45, partly cloudy skies. 72, partly cloudy for your Saturday, up to 77 for Mother's Day. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
The warm-up is underway. 52 degrees now in Salt Lake City.
We've been talking this morning with Peter Johnston. He's been reporting on a way that Salt Lake City is considering moving toward getting more affordable housing in some neighborhoods. Deputy Janovic is going to join us to talk more about that in just a moment.
Stay with us for that coming up next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news traffic and weather station.
I swear I think there's a team of people at Utah Community Credit Union who sit around and say and talk to each other, now, what else do families need help with? Well, you know, their doctors often don't offer telehealth 24/7, and if they do, it's expensive. Let's give them free telehealth with no copay 24/7 with their checking account.
Yeah, I was joking with them at the last lunch we had, saying, you know, they remind me of the Imagineers at Disney.
Yes.
Where they're just sitting in a room and say, throw something at the wall. Here's an idea. Here's what I know people are struggling with. How can we help?
Do they need roadside assistance? I bet they do. We'll throw that in. Do they need cell phone protection? They have teenagers. Of course they do.
And everything Amanda just talked about is available if you just have their elevated checking. This is your checking account that's providing all of this.
And the checking account is free for me because I have my check direct deposited, and it can be free for you if you use your debit or credit card 15 times a month. I mean, it's a very low hurdle to get it for free.
But on top of that, they also have identity theft resolution. You get a 0.25% loan discount. Think about all of the attention we pay on interest rates right now. You can save 0.25% just by having an elevated checking account.
I've been banking at UCCU for years, and I just want to thank them for making all of these issues easier for me and my family.
Visit UCCU.com to open an elevated checking account online or stop by any branch to open an account today.
Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If your water heater's over 10 to 15 years old, congratulations. You've beat the average. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I love hearing stories of people having water heaters that are really old, and they're still doing their job. Unfortunately, most of us won't be that lucky. And when water heaters fail, it's usually in spectacularly inconvenient fashion. Whether it's an unexpected cold shower when we're already running late for work, or worse yet, coming home to a flooded basement, it's never fun. If you'd like to look into replacing your water heater before it fails, Any Hour Services is having a sale for any homeowners listening. Whether you're looking for a new tanked water heater or you want to see what upgrading to a tankless would cost, the plumbers at Any Hour Services can show you what options are available. And right now, you can save $400 on a tanked water heater or $1,200 on a tankless. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at AnyHourServices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First, search and rescue teams now making their way to the site of that avalanche yesterday afternoon in hopes of recovering the bodies of two skiers.
Second, people living along the Trinity River are still dealing with flooding near Houston, Texas.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic is looking good. It's I-80 that's backed up going towards Park City. You've got construction-related delays on northbound Redwood Road in Taylorsville and a crash affecting westbound traffic on 3500 South in West Valley on the north side of Valley Fair Mall. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
East winds diminishing north of Salt Lake today. High of 69 and partly cloudy skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
52 degrees right now at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Looks like court is back in session in New York, so let's get the latest from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of testimony beginning in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. And as he headed into the courtroom today, Trump once again spoke to reporters once again about the judge overseeing the case.
This case is highly unconstitutional. It's presided over by a very conflicted judge, conflicted like I've never seen before. He refuses to take himself off the case, and it should be a mistrial.
ABC's Aaron Katursky with more on today's witnesses, which should be less salacious than adult film star Stormy Daniels' testimony Thursday.
We expect a number of custodial witnesses because they are the custodians of different things, either records or documents, perhaps tweets from the former president or others around him, the kinds of things that prosecutors want the jury to see, but that the defense refused to stipulate to that they even exist. So these witnesses aren't going to be talking much about the substance of what they're showing the jury, but just to show things to the jury. And then on Monday, we'll get to Michael Cohen.
Israeli defense forces are moving ahead with plans to invade Rafah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying the offensive will go forward with or without certain weapons from the U.S.
This makes Israel's task so much more difficult. No army is facing the world the task we have to have 35,000-40,000 armed terrorists in a dense urban area.
Netanyahu interviewed by Dr. Phil on Merritt Street Media saying if we need to, we will fight with our fingernails.
As you were mentioning, Amanda, Peter Johnson has been reporting all morning about this effort in Salt Lake City to get more affordable housing in the area.
Yeah.
David Dujanovic here, because you're going to be talking about it too.
Yeah, we're going to take a deeper look into what Peter's been reporting all morning long, and that's this specific concept that the Salt Lake City Council seems to be considering, according to this article that we're reading online from Salt Lake, buildingsaltlake.com. And one of the concepts that I am really curious about is this idea of subdividing existing lots. And according to the article, about 5,000 properties would be eligible for this. They'd have to also roll back some setback restrictions. I love this idea.
Yeah.
When it comes to needing more housing, this city's already built out pretty much, unless we start tearing down entire communities and rebuilding them and putting up apartments. This sounds like kind of a middle ground solution. I'm sure homeowners who have large lots would like to consider that option. I'm not 100% sure it'd be popular with all of the neighbors. But what this would do is if you subdivide like an 8,000 square foot lot, you made them 4,000 square foot lots each, you keep the existing home, and then you build another home on that lot.
It's a win-win, right?
Yeah,
Tim's
maybe.
Looking at me like
know.
Rolling your eyes there. But
well,
we
if you don't like the idea of a mother-in-law house in your backyard, how about people you don't know?
But I want my kids to be able to afford a house.
And
so
maybe
yes.
you would build one behind you.
Yeah,
or your existing home.
If we can bring the prices of homes down by doing something like that.
Because you have a big lot.
I'm in the end of a cul-de-sac. I mean, you could land a plane in my backyard. It's enormous. And we don't use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is one of the considerations. There are several that are being considered by the Salt Lake City Council. We're going to go in-depth today on this in the 10 o'clock hour. We are 178,000 housing units short by the year 2030 if we don't do something. I love this idea. At least they're considering the fact that, you know, we might be able to subdivide some of the existing lots and put another house on them.
Mm. How much would they pay me for that half of my
I have no
lot,
idea.
All right, we'll look forward
He's
to
He's opening
it.
His mind.
David Dujanovic coming up top of the hour.
819, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, those Redwood delays still pretty thick from West Jordan all the way to Taylorsville, where only the right lane is blocked right before 215 because of road work. It's not a crash like it was earlier this week, but big delays on Redwood and on 6200 South coming down the hill to Redwood. We've got a crash in West Valley, westbound 3500 South at 2700 West, blocking the two right lanes. So you've got, and one of the left turn lanes. So you basically only have two lanes getting through the intersection. And it's got traffic backed up past 215, almost to Decker Lake Drive. Jason?
Not much to talk about up north. Your southbound side of I-15, you're going to be clear all the way from Ogden to Salt Lake City. The other major highways are also looking good. No problems on the side streets right now. Volume is light up north. Eric?
We have an inkling the crash has been cleared to eastbound I-80. Well, maybe not just yet, but it looks like we may have more lanes opened up because we got traffic starting to move on along a little bit better. If you're heading out to Park City, still expect some delays. The crash took place in Lambs Canyon, and the delays still stretch back over towards the Mountain Dell area. Hopefully that will improve, though. I-15 Utah County, northbound, southbound, that's in good shape from Payson to Point of the Mountain. That's a 28-minute drive. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with breezy winds, diminishing through the afternoon. 69 is the temperature, partly cloudy skies. 72 on Saturday breaks way to mostly sunny skies. 77 on Sunday for Mother's Day. Monday, 79, sunny skies. We drop it back to 76, mostly sunny, on Tuesday. And then through the middle of next week, we'll go 74 Wednesday and 77 on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
54 degrees now in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I forgot to wish Debbie a happy Mother's Day.
Oh,
doggone it. Happy Mother's Day, Debbie, and to all of you mothers out there. Yeah, if I could build a house and have my sons live in my backyard, oh, you bet I'd do it. Yeah.
You and I are coming from different directions on this.
Well,
I do not want my adult children within an arm's length of my house for the rest of my life. Please.
I don't think they'd want to be that close to me.
They can come visit, and Mother's Day is a good day to do that, but then bye-bye. They've been in my basement too long. Let me retire, please. KSL News Time, 8:23.
Steve, have you noticed your utility bills? Mine have almost doubled.
Yeah, trust me and call Brad at Gillette Heating and Air Conditioning. He got me not just a better system, but a Carrier for about half the price of the big HVAC companies. You know, these super high energy systems can save thousands on utilities. And Brad showed me how to get almost $5,000 in utility and government rebates.
You have their number?
Uh-huh. 385-GET-HEAT. I even heard that if you get a system before the end of the month, they'll throw in a free water heater.
385-GET-HEAT.
Yep.
Got it.
Or head to GilletteServices.com.
I'm Jason Walton, the only Republican political outsider running for the United States Senate. Are you tired of paying more but getting less? Food, gas, interest rates, they've all gone up. Sending more career politicians to Washington is not the solution. They're the problem. They're addicted to spending money we don't have on things we don't need. They're causing inflation as the federal debt goes up and the value of our money goes down. My opponents are big spending career politicians. Trent Staggs, 11 years politicking. Brad Wilson, 14 years. And John Curtis, as a Democrat, began 24 years ago. I'll stop runaway inflation by forcing politicians to spend only what we give them by passing a balanced budget amendment within 2 terms, or I won't run for re-election. If the other candidates won't make you that promise, then they care more about their careers than about our country. I'm Jason Walton, a candidate for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jason Walton for Senate.
Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package. Includes one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes. Just $595.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We've all got those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. For you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, reliable connection in every room, and power for all of your devices, even when everyone is online. That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through June 21st, new customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
The school year is wrapping up, but school boards are trying to figure out how to improve the lives of teachers. It might surprise you that it's not just about a raise. How about these other solutions? Banning cell phones, cameras in the classroom, or a four-day work week. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. The Dow Jones is on a 7-day winning streak. That's the longest winning stretch since last year. We'll see if the streak extends to 8 days when the markets close this afternoon.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow Jones Industrial still up 140 points. That's after a big gain yesterday. The S&P is up 11 and the NASDAQ on the plus side by 9.
We have westbound delays going by the Valley Fair Mall because of a crash on 3500 South and 2700 West. We'll check it next on KSL.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. Interest rates are not the only thing that has evolved in the mortgage industry. The way loan programs are priced has also undergone some changes. These days, sometimes FHA loans work out better, even factoring in mortgage insurance. This is because loans have what are called loan-level pricing adjustments, and they are usually much higher on conventional loans. These fees are more prominent with cash-out refinances, low-down payment purchases, and lower credit score scenarios. These extra costs end up pushing interest rates higher, and this is why a rate quote without context is usually inaccurate. It can be confusing, but we can help you sort through the numbers to see which option fits your situation. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com, NMLS 289115.
Paris RVs put three incredible RVs together at the same price, and we're calling it the Paris RV Triple Play. Three 2024 RVs at the same price. Your choice. Only $14,995 or $175 a month. Nothing down. Choose the Forest River Wolf Den 16 EV, the Cruiser RV 17 BH Avenir, or the Heartland Prowler 17 BHX. Three amazing RVs as we knock the price out of the park at all four locations. North Murray, South Murray, Payson, and Eastern Idaho. Go to ParisRV.com. Paris RV is your locally owned, family-run RV dealership. We strive hard to find the very best RVs for the price. With four locations, over 1,000 RVs in stock, 42 service bays, and four super parts stores, we're sure to help take your family on the best RV vacation. Check out our perfect family bunkhouse trailer, the 26BH, that sleeps nine, for $19,995 or $227 a month, zero down. Life is short. Enjoy it. North Murray, South Murray, Payson, and Pocatello. ParisRV.com.
KSL News Time, 8:29. Traffic and weather together. Again, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Tim, looking at that crash, still blocking lanes at 3500 South, 2700 West, West Valley, near the Valley Fair Mall. Traffic westbound, so coming off the freeway and heading into West Valley towards Bangor, you're going to see backups If you're heading east towards I-215, you're not affected. It's just the westbound side. Roadwork has you backed up on both 6200 South and Redwood Road in West Jordan for traffic near I-215. But I-15 delays we had in Murray a little bit earlier have cleared out. Jason?
It's been a pretty fantastic Friday morning commute up in Weber and Davis counties, and it remains that way right now as you are going to travel with good speeds southbound I-15 from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. Good speeds also on all of the other major highways and feeders. Eric?
I-80 delays continue for eastbound drivers going through Lambs Canyon because of a crash that's still yet to be cleared completely. It's over on the right shoulder, and you do have delays stretching back towards the East Canyon exit, although that does seem to be improving a little bit. I-15 northbound in Utah County going into the S-curves and coming out of it, heading up to University Parkway in Orem. That's a little bit slow. Otherwise, everything looks good on the freeways down south. Studies show being in nature improves your mental and physical health. Can't get out of the city? Take a nature break at Tracy Aviary in Liberty Park. More information and tickets at tracyaviary.org. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A high today of 69 degrees with a few clouds, up to 77 by Mother's Day. Right now it's 54 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Since 2020, a large group of Americans have lost trust in the integrity of our election system.
But one expert says there's an easy way to see if you can restore that trust. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote 2024.
Derek Monson with the Sutherland Institute says the best way to overcome mistrust driven by claims of voter fraud is to visit your county elections office and see how it all works for yourself.
They want people to understand, in fact, how the system works and why it's safe and secure.
Brown says when someone has only heard a narrative like those passed around after the 2020 election, it's easier to develop mistrust in the system. An Associated Press poll last year found that less than half of Americans have high confidence votes in the upcoming presidential election will be counted accurately. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
But what goes into the actual election security process here in Utah? KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our team coverage.
Before a ballot even gets opened here in Utah's voting centers, a computer will verify a voter's signature. Some get a manual review.
In our larger first class and second class counties, those offices have received training from the FBI in forensics when it comes to identifying signatures.
That's Morgan Amay, public affairs partner, and KSL Night host Taylor Morgan. One frequent concern has been ballot harvesting, or when one individual will deliver other people's ballots to the drop box. Utah Valley University's Herbert Center also looked at election security, finding that Utah has criminalized ballot harvesting and requires voting machines to get checked multiple times before voters can ever lay their fingers on them. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
UDOT's Regional Communications Manager Kyler Sharp says the airport bridge between northbound I-215 to westbound I-80 will be closed beginning today.
And that'll be closed for 5 days. It should be open hopefully relatively early next week.
Sharp says crews will be improving the surface of the bridge and fixing some potholes.
People in Magna are on edge after vandals broke into a junior high school. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher met with resident Richard Nolasco and has more.
Just a few days later on Wednesday, Richard's family discovered the passenger window of the family car busted out, along with a bunch of other vehicles on a few streets around the junior high. As police investigate a second time around, he and many others tell me they're paying out of pocket to replace the windows.
Police are investigating if the vandalism at the school and the neighborhood are related.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Despite the arrests made on campus earlier this week, student protest groups at college campuses are digging in as Israel continues to push into Rafah.
George Washington University in Washington, D.C., going into so-called emergency mode, restricting access to certain areas of campus.
Free Palestine!
As anti-war protesters marched through the streets, stopping outside the school president's office and forming a line across from police while demanding the school divest from companies with ties to Israel.
M. Wynn says some students are starting hunger strikes.
U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is apologizing this week for his department's handling of the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA.
The Department of Education rolled out a new form, a new process entirely. It was supposed to simplify how families could qualify for aid, but it's just been riddled with errors. There have been processing delays, which basically means that the schools aren't getting back to them with answers about how much financial aid they might qualify for. And all of this has been the Department of Education admits, a pretty big mess.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reports many students are waiting for answers about their financial aid because of the delayed rollout of the government's new FAFSA form.
First look traffic now takes us back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic's backed up a couple of spots west side of the valley. Redwood near 215 in Taylorsville. Northbound backups. We've got delays on 35th South, just west of 215 in West Valley. And I-80 still backed up between Lambs Canyon and Parley Summit as crews work on that truck that rolled. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The International Olympic Committee will use artificial intelligence to help protect athletes at the upcoming games.
Every Olympic Games brings with it a tsunami of social media activity. Unfortunately, abusive or hateful messages towards Olympic and Paralympic athletes is more than possible. So to combat the hate, the IOC says athletes can now opt in for an AI program that would monitor and flag hateful comments for removal, according to the Deseret News. The head of the IOC's Safe Sport Unit, Christy Burrows, says social media is a fantastic way for athletes to build engagement, but negative posts can really hurt their ability to perform well. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Some BYU professors are now speaking out about the issues in youth sports culture. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
They're part of the Strong Youth Project, and their goal is to produce physically active adults and to pinpoint why kids end up getting burned out and dropping out of sports. One of the main reasons is specialization. Participating in one sport, especially year-round, whether to please parents or coaches or pursue a college scholarship, can be psychologically draining and can lead to more injuries.
The project says about 3.5 million sports-related injuries happen every year in athletes 14 and younger, and many of these injuries stem from overtraining in one sport.
It's that time of year that ticks start showing up in our mountains. The owner of the Davis Mobile Veterinary Services, Dr. Amanda Vaukler, says tick prevention is the key to keep your pets protected.
Usually they only have to have some of those medications about 24 hours before hiking or you head out camping, and then they're protected.
She says doing tick checks on animals and humans is always a good idea after being in the great outdoors. Ticks can spread disease as fast as 24 hours after attaching to a pet.
Highways in Garfield and Kane County are about to get smoky this month. The U.S. Forest Service is burning portions of Greater Henry Knowles and Ike's Burn area to improve landscaped health and reduce the risk of high-intensity wildfires. The prescribed burn starts May 14th and will run until June 15th.
We've got a couple of problem spots out there, although I can tell you from the UDOT camera on Redwood Road at 6200 South in Taylorsville, it's actually moving a whole lot better than it was a while ago. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning. I use it to find my weather, to find my traffic. When you ask me what news is, I think of KSL first.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Introducing Peach Doors and Windows. Are you ready to upgrade your home with stunning new windows but are overwhelmed with how to begin? Look no further than Peach Windows. You know what Peach. They are all about giving you options. Peach offers a wide selection of wood windows, sleek modern black metal frames, European tilt and turn windows, plus much, much more. It's not just about looks, it's about durability and security to protect what matters most. Let them help you find the perfect match for your home, budget, and personal style. Visit their showroom and see for yourself. No pushy sales tactics, only guidance from their experienced staff. No inflated markups, just to offer so-called discounts. See their five-star reviews where customers rate them on their attention to detail through every step of the sale and installation process. Amazing home transformations begin with windows and doors. Serving Logan to St. George, just Google Peach Building to see for yourself.
Achieving the extraordinary, getting things done, that's the Utah way. And that's Brad Wilson. He delivered the biggest tax cut Utah's ever seen, keeping more money in your pocket. And on the Second Amendment, when others caved, Brad Wilson stood tall, enacted constitutional carry. Wilson stood up to the EPA, sued Joe Biden to protect Utah's energy industry, and won. And when others backed down on illegal immigration, Wilson didn't buckle. He banned sanctuary cities. In the U.S. Senate, he'd bring the Utah way to Washington, taking Joe Biden's agenda head on. That's why over 60 mayors, 22 sheriffs, and leading conservatives across Utah are supporting Brad Wilson for U.S. Senate. Because Brad Wilson's the tested, trusted Utah conservative for U.S. Senate. Join them and thousands more supporting Brad Wilson at electbradwilson.com.
I'm Brad Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Wilson for Senate.
Search and rescue team still making their way up to the site of that avalanche yesterday and hope to be able to recover the bodies of two skiers that we have now been told died in that avalanche. We'll have coverage throughout the afternoon.
8:39, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda traveled on I-15, is clear now from Draper to downtown. They've removed the lane restriction on Redwood Road near the 215 on-ramp in Taylorsville, so that slowing going from West Jordan to Taylorsville is quickly dissipating. And they're cleaning up the crash westbound 3500 South at 2700 West and West Valley near Valley Fair Mall, but westbound delays still go back underneath 215. Jason?
As we keep things rolling, southbound I-15 through Weber and Davis counties, you're going to be still at about 29 to 30 minutes to travel from Ogden to Salt Lake City. 89 is looking clear. No problems on the West Side Belt or Legacy. Those are all looking good also. No problems on the feeders over to I-15. Eric?
No easy task getting out to Park City this morning. If you're on I-80 eastbound, you got a crash in the Lamps Canyon area. Still over to the right, and it's bunching up going back to the beginning of the incline, the major incline as you head up the hill towards the top of Parley Summit. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, southbound, that's looking good. And we don't have any delay spots anywhere along the freeway over in Springville on 400 southwest of the freeway as you head out to the Palmyra area. You've got eastbound, westbound slowing on SR 77. Planning a kitchen remodel this spring? See the latest in stunning quartzite kitchen counters from Bedrock Quartz. With six locations across Utah and a new Park City location opening this week, bedrockquartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some breezy winds out of the east for Davis and Weber counties this morning. They'll likely start to diminish as we work into the lunch hour. 69 the temperature today, partly cloudy skies. Overnight, 45. Will then go 72 for your Saturday, partly cloudy. Mother's Day, mostly sunny and 77. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A few clouds out there this morning, blocking our sunshine right now, 54 degrees.
I didn't know that our legal analyst, Greg Skordis, had been a member of the National Ski Patrol for almost 40 years.
Oh, wow, I didn't either.
We're going to talk to him in a moment about the search and rescue going on right now after that avalanche. That's just ahead on KSL.
Stay with us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Spring is a great time to elevate the look of your home and landscape by adding beautiful flowers to the yard and patio. And pros and hobbyists alike know that the best flowers are grown by Olson's Greenhouse, right here in the mountain valleys of Utah. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for over 80 years. That's four generations of a local, family-run Utah business. So whether you're looking to add a pop of color to the back patio or a beautiful flower bed to the front landscape, flowers from Olson's Greenhouse are the perfect finishing touch to make your yard a joy to relax in. Stop by OGG.com or find us on Instagram at Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you'll find inspiring photos to get you going on your flower gardening journey. You can also find a local retailer carrying plants from Olson's Greenhouse. That's OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you can dream big, dream bold, and dream in color with beautiful plants and flowers from Olson's Greenhouse.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
The KSL News Radio Movie Show comes to My Hearing Centers this Friday from 10 to 1. But first, discover what My Hearing Centers can do for you. My Hearing Centers uses advanced technology to diagnose and treat hearing loss. These comprehensive evaluations determine the best treatment options. Then enjoy lifetime support with regular check-ins, cleaning, and maintenance. Call My Hearing Centers at 801-701-1629. 801-701-1629 for more details. My Hearing Centers has offices from Ogden to St. George.
Tim and Amanda.
Do I look forward to reporting the news? Yes, insofar as it helps me understand what's happening.
We know that it's important information that's going to impact people's lives, and so that makes the job of reporting the news that day easier.
Utah's Morning News, between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah leaders are explaining the state's election security measures, which use computers and FBI-trained auditors to ferret out fraud. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, recovery efforts are underway this morning to try and find the two skiers that didn't make it out of yesterday's avalanche in Lone Peak Canyon.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic is back to the speed limit both directions. I-80 still seeing delays for a little over half a mile near Parley Summit from an earlier crash. And they just reopened the two right lanes on westbound 3500 South at 2700 West. Now we're working on waiting to open up one of the left turn lanes. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
East winds in Davis and Weber County will bleed out into the lunch hour. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 54 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
President Biden getting some pushback this morning on his plan to withhold some weapons from Israel. Let's go to ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fallout following President Biden's warning that he will halt offensive weapons shipments to Israel if the IDF goes forward with the all-out offensive on Rafah that has been threatened. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Some Republicans, including Donald Trump, are accusing President Biden of abandoning a critical ally, but the president insists the U.S. is not walking away from Israel, that his administration will continue to provide for Israel's defense. Meanwhile, those ceasefire talks have now stalled, Israel insisting that any temporary ceasefire deal must exclude their operations in Rafah.
33 arrests overnight at the University of Pennsylvania. Students continue their pro-Palestinian protests. There were also demonstrations at UMass, the University of Arizona, MIT, and other schools. The third week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial draws to a close today. Less dramatic testimony today than the account given by adult film star Stormy Daniels earlier this week. Next week, Michael Cohen will testify. This is ABC News.
Search and rescue teams are resuming their effort right now to recover two bodies that were caught in an avalanche in the mountains above Sandy.
Joining us live is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis, who I did not know until today has been a member of the National Ski Patrol for 39 years. Holy cow, Greg.
Yeah, it's something I really enjoy doing, Amanda, and I do it professionally right now for Powder Mountain. But I've been doing it for 39 years, and it's just a really important part of my life.
Have you ever been called in to a avalanche field to do a search like this?
You know, Tim, we do mock drills several times a year. And fortunately for me, I've never had to respond to a real situation. But we train on that almost every day when we're on the mountain. We carry those avalanche beacons. We have areas where there are beacons hidden in the snow. And we time ourselves on how soon we can get to those and how effective we can be in responding to situations just like this. Of course, we're on the mountain, and we're in a shack at the top of the hill, so we can respond more quickly. The situation you're talking about, there were no patrol close by and really no other people at all close by.
How dangerous is it for these people who are going in to do the recovery effort today?
You know, it was so dangerous, Amanda, that they stopped the efforts yesterday, and they actually dropped some shots into the area. They did some of the blasting that we do on the patrol to make an area safe. Now, this isn't part of a resort where you would normally have that, but before rescuers will go into an area like this, they'll do the same, what we call mitigation, which is the avalanche control work that we would do on a mountain to make sure that it's safe for the rescuers. And the storm conditions, the lighting, the winds, and just the danger were so bad that they ceased those efforts yesterday. But I'm assuming, given today's much better weather, that they're already heading up on the hill.
They do have one benefit, and that is that the lone survivor of this avalanche was able to identify the area where the other two likely are buried. So I guess that gives them a starting point anyway.
Yes, it does. And apparently they were all carrying these avalanche transceivers. So once the rescuers get into the area, Tim, they'll be able to use their transceivers and they'll pick them up. It's like a GPS, but they're very effective, very quick. Fortunately, in this case, it's not a rescue mission, it's a recovery mission, and that's about as unfortunate as you can imagine for people who are really, these people were very prepared, they're very good skiers, very good in terms of avalanche control, but some areas are just so dangerous, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Isn't that an important cautionary tale, that even the most advanced and prepared skiers can run into, you know, a deadly problem like this?
Well, now, I've actually been out with the Avalanche Center, and they took us to show us the dangerous areas so that we'd have some kind of visual idea. And I know you've probably done this too, Greg, but these avalanches can be triggered from hundreds of feet away. It's just hard to predict.
Yes, and this one was apparently quite wide. To catch all three of them in the same slide, usually you would separate yourselves far enough that one could be caught and the other two could rescue. But in this case, all three were caught. Of course, the one self-rescued. But, yeah, this was a big avalanche. It didn't go really far. But especially this time of year, the snow is so heavy, Tim. It's so heavy that if you're buried in even just a foot or so of it, it's almost impossible to move and to function.
It's like concrete. Yeah. And you literally have minutes to get to a place where you can breathe. That's why they have these avalungs that will self-inflate in a situation to give you a little bit of breathing space. But even that's only going to add a couple of minutes to your life if you can't get out.
We appreciate your perspective, Greg, and your service with the National Ski Patrol. My goodness, that's KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis with us talking about this very sad recovery effort going on.
Greg and I are going to have to ski together.
Yes,
one of
you
these,
will.
One of these
oh,
days.
My gosh.
Let's get a look at traffic and weather together here at 849. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. And it looks like that backup on Redwood Road's completely gone, Andy.
Yep. And the one on 3500 South as you go through the intersection at 2700 West, that's clear as well. So now we're looking more like a Friday for this time of day. Just a bit of heavy traffic between 33rd South and I-80 and some on 201 between Bangor and 3200 West. Jason.
All morning long, we've been talking about the clear commute up in Weber and Davis counties, and we're going to keep talking about that because that's what you've got going on. Good speeds southbound I-15, regular speeds on the west side belt on Legacy and on 89, and no accidents or delays on your feeders over to I-15 either. Eric?
Pace is increasing on eastbound I-80. That's good news if you're going through Lambs Canyon, getting up over the top of Parley Summit. You had a crash there for a long time over on the right shoulder. Now, we do see that there is one car getting set to be pulled off on the left, getting up on a tow truck, but it is starting to thin out and get better going out to Park City. I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound, looking good. Get mom the best Mother's Day gift ever, a Minky Couture blanket. Save 50% using promo code KSL50 in stores and online at minkycouture.com. The best Mother's Day gift ever. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We've got 69 for a high today, partly cloudy skies, and the east winds will be diminishing through the lunch hour and afternoon. We've got 72, partly cloudy on Saturday with a chance for a mountain thunderstorm. Mostly sunny skies, 77 on your Sunday. How about 79 on Monday, sunny skies? That will likely be the warmest of the next seven. 76 Tuesday goes to 74 on Wednesday, back up to 77 on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's 54 degrees. And the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Just want to remind everybody, we're going to be out at Bedrock Courts today, 1 to 4 o'clock.
The new one in Park City.
So we look forward, if you're in the area up there in Summit County, just to swing by. More to see, you know, all of the great stuff they can do for you if you're in the market for tile or kitchen work of some kind or bathroom work. But we'd love to see you too. So join us 1 to 4 o'clock here on KSL News Radio.
And we're also excited to be going to Hale Center Theater this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
We get to see The Time Machine. You're going tonight, I think, Tim, aren't you?
I am. I'm taking my son and his girlfriend to see it. And I have no expectations whatsoever because
I don't know anything about it either.
It's a world premiere.
Yeah.
So nobody knows anything, which is one of my favorite times
to
go to Hale Center.
Yeah, my husband and I are going tomorrow. And so we're excited. But we already got a chance to see one that both of us want to recommend to you. This is a country musical. It's called May We All, and it includes so many songs that you'll know and love. But even if you're not a country fan, you'll love the feel of this musical and the live performers, the live musicians.
And you're going to recognize the music throughout the entire thing.
Will.
They tell the story through the lyrics of popular country songs. Matter of fact, the title to the production, May We All, came from a Florida Georgia Line big hit that country fans will know. So it is toe-tapping fun and live music there too, by the way, which really makes it special.
It's a wonderful story. So enjoy May We All and the new one, The Time Machine, at Hale Center Theater.
Get your tickets by calling 801-984-9000 or go to hct.org.
Full steam ahead for Train Day at This Is The Place Heritage Park this Friday. Experience a fun-filled day with trains commemorating the first transcontinental railroad in Golden Spike. Visit thisistheplace.org.
Stop and smell the flowers at IFA during the IFA Spring Flowers Sale. Three unique sales in 3 weeks with fresh savings on everything you need to give your garden a head start for summer. Plus discounts on yard tools and equipment, Western apparel, footwear, chicken supplies, and much, much more. Spring has sprung and so have the savings at IFA Spring Flowers Sale starting Monday, April 29th and going on every week through May 19th. Visit your local IFA or shop ifacountrystores.com.
Revere Health is dedicated to making healthcare easier and more accessible by offering the latest technologies to improve the patient experience. We offer convenient telehealth appointments so you can receive care from the comfort of your own home. We also offer an online patient portal called Follow My Health that enables you to manage your healthcare online. When you download the Follow My Health app, you can exchange direct messages with your doctor, view lab and test results as soon as they are available, renew prescriptions, and review upcoming appointments. If you're ready to schedule your annual physical for 2024, we've made that easier too. Revere Health now offers the ability to schedule appointments online for primary care and select specialties. Visit our website at reverehealth.com to learn more or to schedule your next appointment online. Through these convenient solutions, Revere Health demonstrates its commitment to quality, patient-centric care every day. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Dave and Eugenific.
The school year is wrapping up, but school boards are trying to figure out how to improve the lives of teachers. It might surprise you that it's not just about a raise. How about these other solutions? Banning cell phones, cameras in the classroom, or a four-day work week. Today on Dave and Eugenific.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Apple's new iPad ad has struck a nerve online. The ad shows a hydraulic press crushing just about every creative instrument artists and consumers have used over the years. Then the ad touts the new iPad abilities. People online have posted the ad makes them worry that AI is going to take over their jobs.
Didn't you tell me that Apple apologized?
They did, and I wouldn't be surprised if they actually pulled it off the air.
Yeah. Your money at this moment, the Dow's up 67 points. We're at 39,460. S&P is up 0.3. The Nasdaq down 41.
Things are improving out there, that's for sure. Feels more like a Friday, as Andy said. We'll see if we can wrap it up for you next.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This spring, get your lawn off to a good start with Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Greener grass, using less water. Spread it or spray it. Revive. It works.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I think America is at an important crossroads right now. Case Lawrence running for Congress gives me hope. He's someone who actually understands the American dream. From nothing, Case built one of the most successful businesses in our state. And as a teacher and mentor, he's helped thousands of students and entrepreneurs do the same. I've known Case for over 30 years. He's wise, he's hardworking, he's honest, and I absolutely trust him to fight for the American dream.
I'm Case Lawrence. I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
8:59, traffic and weather brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Back to you, Andy.
Slowing on I-15 right now. A little bit of slowing between 33rd South and I-80. Redwood delays in Taylorsville are cleared, but we still got a little bit of Redwood delay near I-80 in Salt Lake City. Jason?
It's all good up north. It's been that way most of the morning long. Southbound I-15 rolling at regular speeds from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. Eric?
Now you've got normal movement. Eastbound I-80 going through Lamps Canyon. We had a crash there that really tied up traffic for quite a while, but now it's an easy path going out to the Kimball Junction exit if you're heading to Park City. I-15 Utah County, that's looking good northbound and southbound. Don't miss Durden's Appliances Memorial Day sale. Get special pricing and rebates on single appliances or whole kitchen packages. Durden's also offers next day delivery on 5th South and Bountiful or Durden's Appliance.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
69 degrees for a high right now in Salt Lake City. A few clouds and 54.
A happy Mother's Day to all of our moms listening this morning and to all of your moms. And hope you have a wonderful weekend, too.
I hope your Mom's Day gathering tonight is perfect. We'll see you Monday morning.